Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Bodation!
Let's go, baby.
We are live from the Toyota Lounge, driven by your Front Range Toyota stores. Toyota, the official vehicle of DMVR. It's DMVR Buffs prime time.
What is up?
We coming was just a warning call. It's a
like
bar.
That one?
It's a bar, my guy.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Brendan McCartney, he DM'd me saying we should make that into a shirt.
There's a lot of shirt thoughts out there these days.
We have a lot to work with too.
Yeah, we do. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate you, Coach. What's up, guys? We're presented by Illegal Pizza, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. Man, last week in just spring football, it's still the momentum and everything else, but just the vibes from spring football, the whole 15 practices and everything, unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to give a shout out to the viewers, the listeners, our people.
Oh yeah.
For I believe our biggest week ever in terms of views. Now there's a couple like things that could skew it, because like I think we had like a Coach Prime press conference do like 400,000 views on its own once. I'm not counting that.
Mm-hmm.
At least when it comes to like a per video basis. Biggest week we've ever had. And so thank you guys for tuning in, for liking the videos, for commenting. I mean, all that stuff helps. You know, even if you leave a comment after like great show or anything like that on the on the post game, or not the post game, but the post show comment section, all that stuff plays a role. So appreciate you guys for helping us pop off.
Yeah, the love has been real. The love up in Boulder was real too. So it's been really, really cool, man. We got a packed show today.
Let's go.
We're going to talk about, you know, we're going to look back more on the spring game. We'll talk about the primetime dinner on Friday as well. We'll talk about on three. There's been some portal entries, NFL draft stuff, UDFA signings we got to get to. But we start with the three commitments we got yesterday. And my goodness.
Yeah.
Coach Prime is absolutely cooking.
I know, man. It's important to not... My God, Marissa, have some respect.
What are you doing?
Just kidding. It's important to not let this stuff become commonplace.
Yes.
Like, it's not normal to rake in recruits at the rate they did over this last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's never been a thing that, like, happened in Buff Nation. It's really rare. And so now I almost feel like I had a friend text me. I have, like, a group chat with a couple friends, and one was like camping this weekend. He's like, oh, it looks like I missed some stuff camping. And like someone else is like, oh yeah, I missed it too. It's like, you guys are letting this become too normal.
Yeah.
This is not normal.
Uh-huh.
This is special what's happening right now. And, it's this last week, will honestly be transformative for the product on the field come this fall.
And they're not done. Let's start with Colton Hood, the Hood brothers. Colton Hood played at Auburn last year, was a 2023 four-star recruit. He's from McDonough, Georgia, from Pastors area, and he's been pumping him up.
Oh, yeah.
Zechariah Owens, also from that area.
Yep. Flapjack.
Yes, sir. But Colton Hood was expected to be a big piece of Auburn's secondary this year. He enters the portal, and now he's a Buff. Again, we'll get to portal entries. Omarion Cooper just entered the portal, though, too. So, again, golf balls.
Yep.
I'm
stoked about him. I'm stoked about the both brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Pastor Smith. You know, he's been putting out videos of both of them, practice videos, game footage, whatever it is. My favorite one, honestly, was the video of Brandon Hood. Mm-hmm. And his QB throws a pick, and it's going the other way for like an easy pick six. Brandon Hood goes full DK Metcalf, and I mean turns the Jets on and tracks him down. And it just, it's like a perfect play, right? Mm-hmm. You love the mentality. You love the hustle. And then you absolutely love the speed that he put on display in that video. Just stalking down the corner who was going to house that thing. So, but I've been enjoying kind of checking out those clips. And I just love the family atmosphere. You know, I talked about it the other day. I've talked about it a million times. But, like, there's something to be said about Coach Prime comes here. He brings his whole family with him. He puts down roots in Boulder. And, you know, everything is about family to him. Mm-hmm. And I think it says a lot that these people who are just as big on their families, whether they have a brother on the team or not, but like, you know, think about Block Bully when he was on our show. Everything he said was about family, family, right. Family, family, family. And those are the type of people that come here because it's family business here.
Yep.
And so I love, you know, I love getting all these brothers. And someone put out the stat. Sorry if I don't remember who it was. Feels like a Matt H tweet, but I don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. I think he said there's 6 or 7 sets of brothers on the team, and every one of them has 1 offensive and 1 defensive player.
That's very interesting.
It's cool. So, yeah, man, I'm super stoked to get these guys.
Definitely. And Brandon Hood isn't just like an add-on to Colton Hood. I mean, mm-hmm. you already kind of went into it. But this guy was a 3-star player last year coming out of high school in this 2024 class. And he had serious offers, dude. Of course, Colorado's in there, but Kansas State, Kansas, Louisville, LSU, Michigan State, Mizzou, Tennessee, Auburn. And then he had that preferred walk-on commitment to Georgia. Like, this is a player that you're getting in this backfield.
Yeah, that's a 4-star offer list, if I've ever seen one.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, yeah, I think that's important to note. People wrongly, I think, just hear, oh, he's a walk-on at Georgia. And think that's some bad thing.
Right.
It kind of reminds me of people think, oh, well, Shedeur Sanders went to Jackson State.
Yeah.
You know, it's like sometimes guys make decisions for reasons not because it was their only option. Mm-hmm. As we know, Shedeur could have gone to Alabama.
Yep.
But, you know, same thing for Brandon Hood. That guy had a lot of opportunities. My guess, haven't talked to him yet, would be he said, you know, I thought I had a chance to win a national championship at Georgia, and I wanted to go pursue that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't afraid of the smoke. Of the five, you know, the absolute stable of 5-star running backs that they always have there.
And it's home, too. He's mm-hmm. from Georgia, mm-hmm. too. And then Zechariah Owens. I think we can just go by Zach. That's what he's listed on the rosters at. But his Twitter name has Zechariah, so I don't know.
Okay. I'm calling him Flapjack.
All right, fair enough.
And they don't call him that because he likes IHOP.
Oh, no, it's because he produces pancakes.
Because he puts people in the dirt.
Yes. Listed at 6'6", 375, was a top 300 recruit, was a 4-star player in the 2023 class, only played in 2 games last year. So he's used his red shirt. He's got 4 years of eligibility. He was a member of the 247 Sports 2023 Freaks List, too.
Ah.
Yeah.
I love that. And this is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Because, look, we saw the offensive line on Saturday. It is very clearly much improved.
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you this man is not coming here to be depth.
Yep.
You know, in his heart. And I don't think in the coach's heart that they're bringing him in for that reason either. They're bringing him in to compete and put these guys all to the test. So, you know, it's going to be a battle for someone trying to hold this guy off, or he might end up being a starter.
And then he tweets out today, we got one more on the way.
Yeah. You interpret that to mean offensive line?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because Andrew Chambly still has a decision to make.
Okay. All right. That would be big. And like you said on Twitter, if that is an offensive lineman, the absolute turnaround of this offensive line over the course of a few months
mm-hmm.
will be absolutely remarkable. And it's something that, you know, no one thought could be done. And what's funny is before people even give credit to Coach Prime for doing it, it's just going to become a normal thing.
Yep.
You know, I saw This was, I think it was Fran Fraschilla.
Yeah.
Fran Fraschilla.
Yeah.
That is a mouthful. Tweeted out about a college basketball coach who said, I'm not doing in-home visits with high school recruits anymore.
Huh.
And I'm not even recruiting high school kids. I'm spending all my time on the portal, and I'll have my assistants worry about the high school kids. And it's like, we went from like, this is impossible, Coach Prime's out of his mind, this isn't going to work, to just like, we're now going to get to the point within like 365 days
mm-hmm.
that's just commonplace in college sports.
It's just what Coach Prime does. He's ahead of the game, man. He's a trendsetter.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens next. Who's the next recruit or commitment? It could be Derek Harmon, because today, I think it was Matt Zenitz, 247 Sports, reported former Michigan State defensive tackle Derek Harmon no longer visiting Miami. There are some other schools still in there with him. I think USC is in that conversation, Arkansas, as well as a few others. But he was just at the spring game, and we'll see. Things sound good, though.
All right. Love it. Yeah, that's you like to see when someone cancels visits after they visit you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's normally a good sign.
And then there's been some more portal entries, too. TCU had a guy, I think, enter earlier. There's a James Madison corner that everyone's going crazy about on Twitter right now, too.
How about this one, Jake? Benefit the roster of the Buffs, but North Dakota State's number one wide receiver last year, Eli Green, has entered the transfer portal. 46 catches for 867 yards. I'm not a big math guy, but that's a lot of yards per catch.
That is.
So big play threat for them. He's out. I can't remember about quarterback, but that's new head coach, new offensive coordinator, and I think new quarterback all coming in for North Dakota State, who obviously is a very respectable program, but not their normal stability coming into this season.
I've seen online that North Dakota State fans are admitting, like, they're not the same program that they used to be when they're winning national titles every year. I think mm-hmm. they've been heavily affected by the portal, by NIL, just being that lower level school. They're still going to be very good, I'm sure, and it's going to be a great game. But this isn't the dominating Bison that we've seen before.
By the way, Buffs are 7-point favorites in that game right now. A real line that you can actually bet.
Yeah. Take it.
I'm just saying.
Shador's line also changed.
Yeah. So we did talk about it on the postgame show that Shador, they came out with the 2025 number one overall odds.
Mm-hmm.
And Shador was plus 100, a heavy favorite. He's still a heavy favorite because the closest behind him is plus 500, but he's dropped back to plus 300. I almost wonder if it was a little bit of like a bait line that they originally put out, knowing that, you know, there's people like you and I who are super convicted in our opinions about this that yeah. might just, you know, drop a brick on that. But now it's moving back, and I mean, I would probably stress patience here. The thing that worries, you know, not that this is a betting advice show, the thing that worries me from a betting right. standpoint is the Panthers getting the number one overall pick, or that's the team that I perceive to be one of the teams that Coach Prime would say, no, we're not going there.
Right.
And I kind of think they're on track to do it. But that's the thing, is like Coach Prime putting that out there
mm-hmm.
makes me a little bit weary of taking that. Now it's plus 300.
Yeah, though. Plus 300, yeah.
That's much more fun.
Definitely. Someone in the comments also said that North Dakota State is, I think, returning their quarterback.
Okay.
So there's some
at
continuity.
At least for now. Got 24 hours left. Yeah. He just lost his number one wide receiver.
It is April 29th. We have basically one more day, probably maybe 2 days because of how the portal works and names trickling in late, but we're almost through this portal period.
Yeah.
Everyone has almost survived, guys.
There you
go.
You
can do it. I promise. Hey.
We don't survive the portal. We thrive in the portal.
That is true. That is true also. All right. Shout out Toyota.
Big shout out to Toyota, man. These guys are the best. They're the best.
They're the goats.
Let me just tell you a little something about Toyota. They gave us a truck for our set.
Yeah.
And I was just like, we can't do a red truck on set. Yeah. So they were very understanding. And got us a new black truck. The accents, not perfect.
There's some orange.
I just appreciate their understanding and respect of the fact that I'm not putting a red truck in front of me on the show.
There's some orange on there. It looks good.
Yeah, it's an orange and black with Broncos buffs type of thing.
Uh-huh.
I can live with it. But shout out to Toyota. Absolute best products out there. And they take care of you. They've taken care of me before. So make sure that you go out and visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota Arapaho in Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, and Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood, or Stevenson, as some would say. Toyota is a proud partner of CU Athletics and the official vehicle of DNVR.
Yeah, whatever, man. I hope you guys enjoyed that video.
Go, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, sorry. Jeez. shout out Bet365, the absolute goats. I won another SGP on the Nuggets on Bet365 this weekend.
Nice.
We didn't win the game.
Yep.
And I thought I put Nuggets money line in there again like I usually do. So it was nice to just open the app yesterday, just go, oh, what's out there, and seeing, oh, extra money. Forgot about this.
Love to see that.
But they're the best, man. Their early money line payouts are basically the reason why I bet over there. It's 21 plus on football, 20 plus on the NBA, 5, I think, on baseball.
Yep.
And then 3 in the NHL. So build all your moneyline parlays with Bet365 because you have that advantage. But massive shout out to them. They've been throwing out boosts. I've got a ton of free bets from them too recently. So
love that. Shout out.
They're the best. Sign up with the code DMVR, deposit $10, and if you just place a bet of $5 or more, you can get $150 in bonus bets for free. Probably the best sportsbook offer out there. That's how I built my account on Bet365 off of that.
Great stuff.
Must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. How was that?
That was great.
Thank you. I'm going to get up and fight you. All right.
No more chatter from the peanut gallery. What was I just about to say? See, you distract me and I lost my train of thought. Oh, go Nuggets. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, man. Go Avs, too.
Go Avs, man. The Avs got their swagger back.
Yes, they do.
It was so... I went to the game yesterday.
Yeah.
It was absolutely electric in there. And, like, I've just felt like ever since the Avs won the Stanley Cup, a little bit of the wind came out of the sails of the fan base. It's kind of like, I don't know, you beat a video game. You're like, I'm going to play another video game for a little while. And then last year, there was injuries all season. They never got their footing under them. And then they got beat in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
When they won yesterday to go up 3-1, I felt like the fans were like, we're back.
Yep.
We're back in. I'm walking out and they're chanting, we want the cup. And I'm like, yeah, we're back.
In the fashion they've won too, like the last two games, like by 3 or 4 goals each. Yep. So
against the guy who's going to win the award for best goalie.
Yep.
All right. That's enough hockey talk for the people.
I'm really starting to enjoy the Avs recently though.
They're fun, man. They're fun.
All right. Some news to get to. Let's start with the good stuff. I guess depending on how you look at it, no buffs went drafted.
Yep. Absolute crazy work by Yahoo to put Coach Prime in the picture.
That was wild.
Crazy work, man.
That was wild. But we do have some UDFA signings. And we start with our boy Zay.
Yep.
And he stays in the All-City family.
Love to see that. And I know you guys have your feelings about PHNX Sun Devils, but we like PHNX Cardinals.
Yes.
Those guys are cool. We'll have to see if Zay can link up with them. And I think the big part of this story is $225,000 guaranteed.
Yes.
Zay. For reference, you get about $75,000 guaranteed as a late seventh round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens, but paying a guy $225,000 to just like come to camp and then cut him is crazy. So that tells me that it's not a guarantee by any stretch of the mind, but the Cardinals think that Zay is going to make their team, or at least, you know, keep him around on the practice squad.
I mean, definitely, dude. Look back. He would have been a Senior Bowl invite. He would have performed at the combine. He just had labrum surgery. He literally wasn't allowed to run so everything could heal in his shoulder. If he had those opportunities, I have no doubt he would have gotten drafted. I thought he had a great enough pro day to get drafted,
too. I'm kind of shocked he didn't get drafted.
Same.
But it's kind of a fun new, like, offensive era for them in Arizona.
Yeah.
Obviously, MHJ going in there. Kyler back healthy. It could be an exciting situation.
Definitely.
And there's not, they do not have a lot of wide receivers there.
No. I still just wish the Broncos would have used that seventh rounder on him.
I know. They got that guy who kind of looks like Jokic if he had long hair and a mustache.
What's his name?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now that we're done with spring football, I got to dig into all this stuff again because it's been crazy recently. Derek McClendon has signed a UDFA deal to the Carolina Panthers also. He was someone who really balled out at Pro Day. I think he had some of the best jumps of the participants there. I think he was a late arrival also, right? He didn't commit until the summer last year.
I think so.
But he really adjusted well, seemed to become a leader of sorts in that locker room and made some plays on the field.
I think our introduction to him was the Memorial Day barbecue.
The cookout, yeah. when we learned he's also Unk.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Leonard Payne has been signed by the Dolphins as an undrafted free agent. Another guy who had a pretty good pro day. Had the size, played that role in the middle for Colorado's defense last year. Great to see him get that opportunity as well. JD, Jordan Dominick, was invited to Chargers rookie minicamp. So he's still got to prove some people wrong, even in the building that is taking a chance on him.
Yep, absolutely. Man, I wish the best of luck for these guys. And coming as a Denver Broncos fan who might have the most decorated history of undrafted free agents of any franchise, don't let this knock you down a peg. You know, Todd Davis, who sits here with us on the Broncos show, undrafted. Chris Harris Jr., undrafted.
Tim Patrick.
Yeah, Tim Patrick, undrafted. You go down the list, there's been some incredible players.
CJ Anderson.
That go undrafted and ball out in this league. So the only thing it means is that, I rarely give credit to a Nebraska person, but Will Compton put this out on Twitter and I thought it was perfect. He said, the only thing this means is that you don't have as many lives as the other guys. You know, they're always going to give a first round pick 9 lives to prove themselves. You don't have that. But if you go out there and prove yourself every day, you're not going to need it.
And that message to Rod Ward specifically, too, because he hasn't seen anything. And in my opinion, he was the most impressive guy at the entire pro day. Was the fastest player, had some good jumps. He had great ball production at Southern Utah, kind of did the same thing at Colorado. What, again, like Cam, wasn't really a starter to start the year and then was kind of thrown into the role as the secondary started to go through injuries. And he proved he belonged at the Power 5 level.
I really thought so, too.
So, Rod Ward, if someone's listening out there, give Rod Ward a shot, man.
Broncos give Rod Ward a shot.
Definitely, bro.
I love that. Boom shot clock. I said Todd Davis was my teammate at Sacramento State. Todd is a dog.
Todd is a dog. So, we did a...
By the way...
Go ahead.
They beat... Todd Davis and Sacramento State beat my Buffs.
They did,
yes. It was like my sophomore year. I was so sad.
You know RAS, the relative athletic scores or whatever for the NFL draft?
Yeah.
Dre made Todd's on the draft watch along. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that.
It was pretty good.
Let's go.
My guy was, he would have charted well because he didn't have an RAS score back then. So Dre had to go find like all his pro day numbers, all this stuff, and put it in, calculate it himself. Came out to like, I want to say like 8.4, 8.5.
Let's go TD.
Yeah.
All-time great guy, too.
Yeah, he's the best. All right, portal entries. Omarion Cooper has entered the portal. This one hurts a little bit because he was someone who really came on, played really well last year. He did have his times. You know, everyone, I'm not going to say the word, but that one game last year struggled, as did he. You're welcome. But he's a really good player. Started at Florida State before he got here. I think he's going to land on his feet. So
yeah. You know, for me, it doesn't necessarily hurt, but it is one that I just think his arc at Colorado was odd. And I think there's a world where, like, he doesn't slip in that game.
I know.
And, like, the wheels kind of stay on for not just him, but the whole team.
Yeah.
And he ends up being, like, one of the, you know, kind of shining lights of that season last year. But, man... It truly felt like that happened. And then, you know, he didn't have a good game the rest of the game. Or maybe he was benched shortly thereafter.
I think he was pulled after that.
Shortly thereafter. And it never got back on track for the team, never got back on track for him. He switched positions. And, you know, now it's a little bit of a what if for me. But to give credit to O, he was our mid-season defensive player of the year award winner on this show. So he was balling at one point, and then it just got off track.
Yeah, so best of luck to him. Kendall Stewart, walk-on wide receiver, has also entered the portal. He's made some plays on well-off every now and then.
You know how I know I woke up in a good mood today?
How's that?
Saw that Kendall Stewart entered the portal.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw that a national reporter tweeted about it.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I'm mad that they're making this. I thought, I hope this helps him get a better opportunity.
Yes.
Like, the fact that every national person out there wants to use this stuff as engagement bait anytime someone enters the portal from Colorado, I hope there is a positive impact of that, which is like some school somewhere is like, oh, we could use that guy, or sees the name that they wouldn't have seen otherwise and gets these guys an opportunity. So
for sure,
that's where my perspective's at today.
I love that. I mean, it's true though. That's how it works. I mean, all these guys, especially this offseason, you know, guys like Alto, he's going on some big visits too. Like these players, you know, that exposure that they had at Colorado, even after they left, it's going to last and leave an impact well beyond their time here.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Dylan Edwards is committed to Kansas State.
See you soon.
October 12th.
Yep. That'll be a fun one. Hey, good for Dylan, man. Going back home.
Yeah.
You know, there's a million reasons why he would do this. Really good friends with Avery Johnson. Like I said, going home. You know, some of his heroes are Darren Sproles and Deuce Vaughn.
Yep.
Obviously, two, you know, smaller running backs who one had an incredible college and NFL career. One had an incredible college career. We'll see on NFL. But wish him the best of luck, except for
one game.
And then, you know, in case they're also fighting for the conference, maybe a couple other games too.
Yeah.
But personally, wish Dylan, and as I said on Twitter, his last act as a Buff was teasing Nebraska, and I respect that.
Definitely. Yeah, best of luck to him, man. He was one of my favorite guys on the team. I know a lot of people out there loved him too, so rooting for him every week but one. Maybe some
rooting
others.
For his personal success.
Yes. All right. Shout out to our friends over at Coors Light. Coors Light, the absolute goats. It is time to chill, especially for us. Spring football is done. It is our summer now. We've got about 2-ish, 3-ish months of just doing this, basically.
Yep.
So I'm going to be throwing back quite a few Coors Lights. Going to be hanging out the bar a ton, too. We got Nuggets playoff season, Avs playoff season. There's a lot going on. And then eventually you guys will be able to come down here and have some Coors Lights with the Buffs football games on. We've got it on draft. We got the silver bullet cans. Make the most out of the times you choose to chill. Choose Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DMVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Tons of Coors Lights getting crushed at the spring game, too.
Oh, yeah.
Buff Nation was still partying.
Colorado football and Coors Light go together really well.
Yep.
You know what also goes together well with Coors Light?
Illegal Pete's.
Patios.
Yes.
You know what has great patios? Illegal Pete's.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I enjoyed myself a little Illegal Pete's patio action yesterday after the Avs won, because they have an incredible promotion. If you have a ticket from anything going on in Denver and you go to Illegal Pete's and show them your ticket before or after the game,
yep,
you can get a free margarita or beer or just a free drink with a purchase of an entree. It's an incredible deal. So we brought the whole crew. We were with a crew of six. I went to the game, had a little post-game margarita and burrito after. It was incredible. We were at the downtown location, great patio there. The one over here on Colfax, great patio here.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the weather has finally come back around
today and yesterday were beautiful.
Yeah. So get down to Illegal Pete's and enjoy yourself a delicious burrito and a beer.
Shout out to them for catering the tailgate, too.
Oh, yeah.
One of my many favorite things of our tailgates. All right, let's talk about On3.
On three having a turnaround?
So, obviously, I went on with Josh Newberg on the Inside Scoop yesterday.
Congratulations for getting that call, man.
Well deserved. Thank you, man. But shout out to Josh for doing that. That was really cool. And we haven't really got along a lot, right? On three, Buff Nation, even us on this show. Look, guys, we have come to a bit of an understanding, I think. And there has been, you know, a lot of national coverage of the Buffs that I don't believe has been accurate. So I have a lot of respect for On3 and give them a lot of credit for reaching out to us to have us on their stuff. Because I do think we know more about the Buffs than basically almost everyone.
Anyone.
So I just a huge amount of respect for them. And I'm a big fan of them, honestly. I listen to Josh Newberg and JD Pikel all the time, like on days before I go or before I come here. They're kind of part of the cycle that I check every day to stay up to date. So they do awesome work. And then on JD Pikel too. I mean, I know I kind of called him out a few weeks ago and stuff, but I DM'd him. We're cool, man. Like
that's adult shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, I respect these guys a ton. And just because, you know, we have some disagreements and we kind of go back and forth and Buff Nation goes back and forth, it doesn't mean that they do bad work and they're bad people and stuff. So if this is, I think this could be the beginning of a really good symbiotic relationship for us.
I don't know if I'm willing to go so far.
Fair enough.
You know, I think, but I understand where you're coming from on this. And I also think that it's easy, and I'm literally guilty of this in this exact scenario of painting a whole outlet a certain way because of a certain person or a couple people. But ever since they brought Wiltfong in, I feel like honestly things have shifted a little bit. So I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt a little bit here. But regardless, I do appreciate them reaching out to you to get, you know, at least what I would say is the real perspective.
Definitely.
But, you know, maybe for some other people, just a different perspective. And so we'll see. We'll see. I'll keep an open mind.
Fair enough. But shout out Steve Wiltfong, too, because I think that's been a lot of it.
Yep. I don't, like, I'm so bad at keeping track of, like, who's on the shit list.
Yeah.
So, like, I even texted you. I'm like, is this guy cool? Or is he on the list? I honestly don't know. Because honestly, too many people in media look and sound a lot alike. But so yeah, I we'll see.
Yeah, but just shout out to them. Josh is cool though, man. I've been watching his recruiting stuff a lot, literally since Coach Prime got here.
I think yesterday was one of the first times I've watched, and I thought his tone sounded positive towards the Buffs.
No, I mean, we had battles with Boot Carter, and he was all over that and stuff. Many guys. So Jordan Seaton, he's the one. Remember when Jordan Seaton took CU off the graphic, the top schools graphic, and he went around asking the Tennessee and the Ohio State and the Oregon people, like, where do you think he's going? No one said Colorado. So he's been doing some work. Yeah.
Interesting. I can't believe Jordan did that to us.
But shout out On3. Let's look back, though, because it's been a crazy last few days. Just anything spring game. We didn't get to talk about the primetime dinner. Anything spring football this whole season that's on your mind right now?
How about Ryan Garcia?
What about him?
I don't know. I didn't know he was that cool. I only lightly follow boxing.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I have a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I couldn't believe that he was talking to Coach Prime and Shiloh and all those guys on Well Off. And he's talking about how he was like FaceTiming Shiloh the night before the fight.
Yeah.
Like, I just had no idea. If I had known that, I would have found a way to watch the fight and, you know, been in on it. But, it was just, I loved watching those clips of those guys hanging out, and he seems really cool.
I don't know. The primetime dinner is just amazing. And I guess this is just a kind of grouped in takeaway, because I talked to Coach Lodeholt at that dinner for a little bit. And then the photo comes out. I can't remember the recruit's name yesterday. Do you know what I'm talking about? The recruit standing next to Coach Lodeholt. And it makes
Oh my God, dude, it threw off the perspective
so much. It makes Coach Lodeholt look like a normal person, like size-wise.
Yeah, it was. That is such a weird photo. Mm-hmm. It like completely just throws perspective out the window.
They are bringing in some big boys, man. Just walking around the facility after we did the show on Saturday. You know, there's some recruits walking around and stuff, and we're out there, you know, kind of shaking hands, just hanging out. Man, there is totally a different caliber of player being recruited and brought in to CU right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I felt that when I walked into the building on Friday afternoon. I told you I felt like I was at like an Under Armour Elite camp or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about it on the postgame show. The type of recruit that you were seeing in the building just 2 years ago, 2021, or I guess that's 3 years ago, 2021, 2022, you walk in there and like, with all due respect to all of these players, they look like high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're getting, again, with all due respect to Colorado recruiting, a bunch of like Colorado kids, 3 stars, unrated. Once in a while, you would know if someone legit was in the building because you could just tell by the way that they looked.
Yeah, for sure.
I walked in on Friday and it literally looked like a convention for top recruits.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of these guys looked like a man. And you know, we crossed paths with a couple of guys after the show.
Yep.
Just walking around the building, and it's like, these guys are just massive humans.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really cool to see just the perspective of where recruiting has gone. And when you see the difference in the caliber of player that they're bringing in, you know where this program is headed.
Yeah. Shout out On Three.
In the comments. They're putting in the work to get the respect.
Your respect. What else? I mean, the weather was obviously a little bit of a damper, but I think that, you know, the impression that CU, the vibes, the coaches, just the atmosphere of Colorado made such a massive impact. It's almost like, I almost kind of like the weather because it almost really tests, like, this is what it is. If you're going to let the weather deter you at this point, then it's just not for you.
I mean, for sure. And you don't want the guys who come in here and transfer in and then transfer out, or commit and then transfer out a few weeks later because they realize it's not for them. We talked to Justin Mayers at the Primetime Elite dinner.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember it, but he said, yeah, my official visit when I got here, it was like a blizzard.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, I love that that didn't deter you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also like, trust me, the weather is much better than that very, right, very soon. And it never rains like this. But, you know, it was cool to just hear that. And it does kind of give you a perspective of like, maybe you do distill a little bit. And that was a question I asked to Shador when he was on the show. Is like, does it feel like every portal period you kind of distill it down?
Yeah.
Even to the more purest form of Colorado football, mm-hmm, that you're trying to get to. People who are totally bought into Coach Prime, people who are totally bought into the program, into their role. And so maybe it's kind of like an introductory class in college where it's like, okay, you throw a little, make it a little tougher than it needs to be just to see who really wants to stay.
Right, definitely. And even then, there's a Lil Wayne concert in the CU Event Center after if the weather's too much for you. How about that?
Unbelievable. And the crowd was fantastic.
Yeah. They packed that thing.
Absolutely packed. Shout out to Shador getting up there and performing. Yeah, also, man. Ryan Garcia, I guess, is doing stuff now too.
I know.
I was watching that and just like, I thought it was cool. Those guys, seeing those guys go out of their comfort zone a little bit, try something new in front of a huge crowd of people. I think that's cool.
Yep. Looked like all the guys were having fun out there too. Ben Finneseth like dancing on stage.
Dude.
Ben Finneseth, man.
What a gift.
What a guy. We got to try and get him on the show at some point too.
I was glad you had the bookmark, or you kept the video of him going, how are you going to hate from outside the club if you can't even get in?
Mm-hmm.
I need to save that one. That's a good one.
Ben's got some gems, bro.
Ben's gems.
Ben's gems. I saw someone, I can't remember who it was. Someone, sent me this today on Twitter also. But just cause we're wrapping up here, number one and number three on the roster are available now.
Mm.
Number three is completely open.
Wow.
Because Omarion Cooper just entered today.
Number three is an interesting number.
Let's make some picks.
I have mixed feelings on it.
Who do you got at number one?
Well, I think it's going to be LaJonte Wester.
Okay.
But I also happen to notice that Rashad Amos had on number one in his commitment graphic.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that necessarily anything, but might mean that he wants it. But I'm going to pick LaJonte.
I think that's the right pick. Omarion was wearing four on Saturday, so I think he's already made the switch. Maybe someone like Draylen Miller or Cam Mikel come in, and if they ball out enough in fall camp, maybe they're a choice for at least three, maybe one, if they make enough of an impression. But, I'll say Preston Hodge looks good in 2-4, but how he played on Saturday, he could be a one also.
That would be fun. That would change. Numbers are so important to me, like the way that I view a player.
Yeah, you love them.
that would completely alter my perspective.
Dallin Hayden too.
Yep. He gives me three vibes.
Mm-hmm.
The right player in three can look great.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the Toyota chat.
By the way, never mind. Nope, we're done with numbers.
Okay.
All I'll say is I'm going to lose my mind if the Broncos make Bo Nix wear number 16 because it's the only quarterback number that they have available right now.
Zach Wilson, look, man.
Yeah.
Read the room.
You can't lose what you never actually had.
Read the room. Say hey with the super chat. Jake saying he had vodka face and AZ had me crying yesterday. Whatever you say, buddy.
I don't know what that means.
I don't really know what it means
either.
The last
line. But
Jake on that Adam Schefter path, both Michigan fans start out at Denver Sports. Maybe. We'll see.
Better fucking not be.
Man, I love
I'm
it
just
here.
Kidding.
I love it here.
I'm all for the elevation, but I'd like to keep doing this with you for a long time.
We've got some business to handle here.
Exactly.
We've got some business to handle. DJ Woodwork, can they get Trent Hood to see you too?
I saw one of the brothers just got signed to an NFL like training camp roster. So I don't know if that's which one.
Well, so looking at this is Colton Hood's or maybe it was Brandon Hood's. Yeah, so it's Brandon Hood's 247 page. Roderick Hood is his uncle. Mm-hmm. He played DB at Auburn, played in 47 games, spent 8 years in the NFL. DeAntoine Hood, former DB at Auburn from 08 to 09. And then Ben Hood, his brother, played DB at Auburn in 2015, then transferred to Georgia State.
Okay. That's a good lineage.
Very good. I don't know who Trent Hood is. It says 24. He's committed to Auburn.
I have a feeling Coach Prime is going to have a heyday with their name.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Montel says, can we say that Colorado had the best spring weekend ever? What else would
for
you
us,
compare it
yeah,
to?
Yeah, for like, us, for sure. I mean, last year, I don't remember what the recruiting impact was. I know it was good. But like we just said, I mean, it's a different class of player that's around now.
Mm-hmm.
Golf balls.
The recruiting momentum right now is about as good as it's ever been for Colorado also.
Yep. And just wait until they get Julian Lewis.
Oh, we've got a big visit with him coming up in June.
I know. I have some thoughts about that for another day.
We have plenty of time now, bro.
Let's just say, Buff Nation, let's handle business that weekend.
Okay.
You know, like, let's take this as seriously as it really is.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the future right there.
TLB Sports Club asks, are we still bullish on Jordan Seaton protecting Shador's blindside from what we saw from the spring game? Yeah, man, definitely.
You got to be. I've never once thought that Jordan Seaton was going to come in here and be flawless as a freshman. You know, and no one should.
Right.
But I thought he was very strong outside of one play. And that's kind of what you have to expect.
The first drive, yes, a little shaky, especially the first series of that drive, a little shaky. But I thought he settled in pretty well, man. And there are some stuff that he's got to work on technique-wise. Could probably get in a little bit better shape, too, ahead of the season and just as he moves forward in his college career. But, again, and I feel like I've said this comparison before, look at Caden Proctor. Came in last year at Alabama, kind of struggled. People were, you know, were questioning. They were kind of calling him out, you know, on mm-hmm. Twitter and stuff. And then he goes on to be SEC all freshman team, like one of the best tackles in the country.
Absolutely. He's I'm very confident in Jordan.
I saw Jack in the comments. What did he say? Oh, I thought it was Jack. Sorry. Never mind. Shout out Jack though. Ooh. What?
Nothing. I'm just things are getting hectic in the comment section right now.
You worry about you.
I'm trying to. There's a lot of shit moving around.
But Eric said just saw a mock for next year, and it had number 2 going to Steelers at like 12, and Hunter going to Raiders at 3. I would be sad. What's your guys' thoughts on where they're going to end up, man?
Look, hearing Shador say he's sad that the Broncos took Bo Nix because now he doesn't know what's next shattered my heart in a million pieces.
Yeah, that one hit. That one hit pretty hard, bro.
I will. You know. I'm not gonna root against Bo Nix by any means,
right?
But if things go wrong, I'll be pulling for them to still draft a quarterback if they get the number 1 pick, and of course Shador. There's also the tank for Trav dream.
Yeah.
Also not rooting for the Broncos to lose, but if things go wrong and they like the quarterback situation, we can get right. Trav
for sure.
I will pray every night between now and then that they don't go to a team in the AFC West. That's about all I can do at this point.
Yeah. Who, the Raiders?
Yeah, of course. But, I don't know, trades happen and whatever. But please not the Raiders, please.
One of my best friends is a Raiders fan, and I'm trying to already reverse jinx it. I keep on congratulating him on getting Shador and stuff. So,
oh, man. Anything but.
Shador, we can't get into it. '94's finest with the super chat. For those who are still upset over players entering the portal and don't know what we have coming, Cam Michael can fill the role of the dynamic X factor we lost in Dylan. He's bigger, runs a 10.5 100 meter, and played wide receiver, cornerback, running back, and QB.
Oh yeah, we talked about that on the day that it happened with mm-hmm. Dylan. I'm really excited for Cam Michael. I'm always weary of expecting a lot from freshmen. But even more so from freshmen who aren't early enrollees, it's just a lot, you know, and I think I let my guard down on that a little bit with Cormani and, learned my lesson a bit. To me, I'm a huge Cam Michael fan. I'm a huge Draylen Miller fan.
Yep.
I think at least one of them is going to end up being a big contributor next year. Could be both. But I don't want to put that on them now as like, Cam, you're the Dylan Edwards replacement.
Right.
Because that's just a lot to expect of a young guy who's going to get there and hit the ground running and have, you know, just a couple, maybe a little over a month to get ready for college football.
Yep. I mean, we just got 2 running backs out the portal. You just got Brandon Hood. And then, come on, put some respect on Isaiah Hodge's name after what happened on Saturday, man.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. He looked... Even on the times where the runs weren't successful, he still looked explosive.
Yeah.
And so, that's the kind of player you want, man, who just mm-hmm. says, call my number. I do not care where it is, what position, punt, return, special teams. Just put me out there, and I'll make the best of it, and I respect that about him.
And while we're on the topic, too, of running backs, Charlie Offerdahl, man, he didn't get to play. The nation isn't aware yet completely. It's kind of like a secret weapon right now.
Absolutely. And you put it out again today. I've probably watched it 3 times myself. Mm-hmm. Get a little misty-eyed every time.
Yeah.
But one of the things I came away from my watch of it this morning was how can you watch that, and people really will, mm-hmm. watch that, and then turn around minutes later and say Coach Prime only cares about his sons.
I know. And
the man's literally had his tears in his eyes.
Yes. ESPN and all these like national outlets, where's the love for that, man?
I know.
Like, that's the stuff everyone loves to see.
I know, 100%. And yeah, it's They expose themselves sometimes on stuff like that.
Yeah. But Charlie's going to be one of the stories of the season. Paul asked, why didn't Chidozie play? Is he injured? I don't know the exact situation.
He's banged up.
Okay.
Yep. That's you just, especially on that field, on that day, you really weren't going to take any risks at all.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy's banged up, he's banged up. Mm-hmm. Don't go out there. But he'll be good.
He will be. Eric, which of the UDFAs got signed from Colorado has the best chance of making their respected team? I got Weaver with the Cardinals. That's, yeah, definitely.
Follow the money.
Exactly.
Wherever the most money is, that's where your best odds are. Zaya has a really good chance based on the amount of money that they gave him.
But was it Buffton Prime who did the like breakdown of the undrafted free agent? Someone had a tweet that I
didn't
saw.
See
I can't remember who it was. But someone out there in Buff's Twitter kind of broke down what it meant having that signing, but kind of like what you said today, but like and compared his contract. It also means he's going to get to the market sooner with a UDFA deal.
Yep. Speaking of Buffton Prime, who I have a lot of respect for and definitely knows ball.
For sure, yeah.
When people, so he'll make a video and then people are like, we got to have this guy, which I'm in on. But then people are like tagging me like, make sure you pass this along to Coach Prime. I promise you I will never tell Coach Prime who he should be recruiting.
Yes, yes.
Just never happening.
Yeah. Definitely. Paisley asked, when does fall camp start? I don't know yet. I do not know yet. We started in late July last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get comfortable. Crack a Coors Light because we got time to kill. I can't read what that name says. Swoozy?
It's covered up. It's not your fault. I'm giving you a break this time.
See, I know names.
This is big here.
Is BJ Green still coming? I didn't see him in the spring game.
This is a big moment, Jake.
Why?
Because we got a new, where is he?
It's BJ now?
Where's BJ? I
don't know.
He's coming in as far as we know.
Yeah.
And there was, I'll say this, because obviously there's times where, you know, we can't share everything, but this is not one of them.
Right.
There was buzz, not from inside, from outside, mm-hmm. outside noise a couple weeks ago from, I honestly don't know, probably started somewhere on YouTube. That he was staying at Arizona State. I reached out to people I know at Arizona State.
Oh, yeah.
And said, have you heard anything about this? They said no. So that's the information that I have.
We can't do this again all off season.
Oh, we can and we will.
Oh, man.
Just wait until one of the freshman recruits doesn't show up the first day because they've got like a family obligation or something.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Jay Lay says, with the amount of players leaving and coming in, do you guys have any idea how many more scholarships are available? Brian Howell does a good job of tracking that stuff. I honestly don't think it's really worth tracking at this point in time, but I think we're around 80.
Okay.
But we have gotten a lot more commitments, so we're either going to need portal entries or something's going to happen. And we know Coach Prime likes to save them, too. He saved, what, 5 or 6 last year? Scholarships.
Yep.
So we have those to play with as well.
Also, how about Lil Wayne calling him out?
That was funny.
Yep.
Bookmark that one too.
I know. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't quote him.
Right. Right.
Just bleep it out as you quote him.
Nope. But yeah.
I mean, if you ain't on the team, you ain't on the team.
There you go. There you go. Only at Colorado.
It's insane.
That's what I was trying to get at. Is only at Colorado do you have Lil Wayne calling out the players who leave?
It's insane. What is that name? RMS, I hope. Okay. KMS. Do you all really think all these new guys will be in sync come game day?
More in sync than they were last year.
And we've been talking since January about how the chemistry of the team is just totally different now this time around.
It's, yeah, I mean, this is night and day from where they were a year ago. 1 year ago, we were sitting here, and there might have been, like, 32 people on the team.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
And so it's a big, big difference. Most of the guys who are going to be out there on Saturdays have already been forging their relationships since January.
Mm-hmm.
New guys got to come in, but new guys have to come in and fit into the culture that has now been established.
Yes.
Rather than a ton of people all coming at once, and now they have to establish a culture
right.
together.
Right.
That's already been established now. And so, you know, let's just say you're an offensive lineman who comes in. Like, you're walking into a situation where you're joining a crew. You're joining a group.
Yeah.
And I hope those guys understand that, like, you can't come in like acting all weird and different.
Yes.
You got to kind of come in and be one of the guys. And yep. I assume that they get that vibe on their officials, and that's one of the reasons why they want to be here. But it's very different from last year, where everyone's kind of trying to establish something that didn't exist yet.
And we have the benefit of the YouTube culture too. Like, people can go on Well Off the pregame show, reach the people, and you can see for yourself what it's like when the players interact, you know, what they're talking about, what they, you know, they joke about with each other, all this stuff. Like, you can learn a lot about this team coming in and know a lot before you really even get a locker. So
absolutely. A lot of people watching live. Make sure you hit that like button. Let's at least get to 500 before we sign off.
Yeah, please. Also, subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening. Bernard, my guy, says, "Hey, Jake, do you want to crack a Coors Light with me?" Sure.
Oh, I see what you did there. Look at you leaning into the bit.
How does a one-word response get turned into a bit? That is crazy.
Mr. Sure. That's what they're calling him.
Oh, yeah, Yaya doesn't even know.
Oh, I watch the show.
Oh, you know?
Dude, I love your show.
Okay.
Thanks, Yaya. I actually hear that a lot in the office.
I love that, man.
I watch all our shows. We have good shows.
We have great shows. Great shows. I said something to Allie the other day. She's like, "Yeah, I know. I watch." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. I was watching the Broncos show on my way in today. Watching Avs and Nuggets over the weekend.
I was watching our PHNX Coyote show on the way in today. Last one ever. Whew, that was sad.
And I'm going to tune into that one once we're done here today.
Yeah, so. It was, I mean, they did an incredible job from start to finish, but that last show was heavy. And they're also, this is something for everyone. They made a documentary about the last game of the Coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
It's already produced. Us, yeah.
Oh,
PHNX. Sweet. And it goes live on the channel today. Could be live now. They just said sometime after the show. I think that's one that's worth watching for anyone.
Definitely.
If you're just a sports fan, it's like incredibly high quality.
Yeah, and like on that, like we have an incredible community here, and Buff Nation is really nationwide, and like it's really tight knit, even though it's nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine just what they're going through having to lose that.
No.
Because that's the best part of what we do.
Yeah, I would not handle losing a team well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would mess me up for a while.
Northside TV asks, "Do you think it's a big deal we don't hit in practice? I feel as if that's going to play in the game big time." They hit at practice.
Yeah, I know they weren't supposed to hit the receivers. And obviously you can't touch the quarterbacks, but no, they tackle.
That's why Charlie didn't play. He got hit.
Right.
It's also smart too. Like, there's no reason to go that hard in spring. You want to see what guys are made of, what they can do, but we don't need to be, you know, pancaking each other like every play and rolling over the top of guys and, you know, throwing a little bit of extra after the play. So
it's, to me, it is so hard. I can't imagine being a coach. I would be so paranoid. If I was a coach, I would probably, like, one guy would get hurt, and I would just be like, do we even need practice?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But then you see, like, Dan Campbell, I remember when they were on Hard Knocks.
Yes, great point.
He came in and he huddled everyone around at the first practice, and he said, "Hey, I want you guys to be healthy. I want to take care of you guys. And if I believe we could get where we needed to go without you guys ever tackling each other in practice, I would do it. But I don't believe that. And so we're going to have to play football. We're going to have to hit in practice." And, like, look how tough that team is, man.
Yep.
They're, you know, they took on the personality of their coach. So it's a balance, man. And I understand any coach, you know, I think it was Sean McVay who kind of started the, like, I'm not playing any of my guys in preseason thing. Yep. And 2 years ago, I was like all about that when the Broncos did it with Hackett. And then I saw them go out in the first couple of weeks and look like they didn't know how to play football. And I was like, okay, nope. They got to play. You got to get these guys, you know, sharpened up before the season starts. So it's a delicate balance.
The only way to get ready for playing football is playing football.
Yep.
Is that it, Yaya? That is it. Shout out to Yaya for producing the pod today.
Yes, sir.
Right at an hour, baby.
Right at an hour. Dialed.
Shout out to Alyssa. She helped out a lot yesterday with the on-three stuff, and she has a well-deserved day off today.
Well-deserved.
All right, chat. We'll be back tomorrow. We are going to have a guest to open the show tomorrow.
All right, let's go.
Do you remember?
No, but I will soon.
Okay. And then we might have someone else this week.
Yeah. It could be another big week.
All right.
Don't leave the channel just because spring ball's over.
And then last thing, Friday we will be off. We are having, is this the Scramble de Mayo?
Yep.
Okay.
DNVR golf tournament. All hands on deck event.
Yep. So unless something crazy happens, we will not have a show Friday.
But we might have some content that drops that day.
Definitely. And we got a 21 questions with Chidoze that's going to come out at some point too. I was thinking. So yeah, we got a lot. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.